Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mets are in a split in their two games against the Nationals. The win tonight, a 3-1 victory against Washington. As the highlights will feature some defense tonight from the Mets, who played it well. Rick Porcello certainly appreciating that, as the Mets gave him a lead to work with right away. Max Scherzer started and only lasted one inning. He tweaked his hamstring in the first. It was a 27-pitch first inning. You could tell Scherzer wasn't quite right. He said he tweaked his hamstring in the last outing that he had against the Blue Jays, which had been a while ago. Remember, the Nationals had several days off because they were supposed to play the Marlins over the weekend. So Scherzer's last start before tonight's game was July 29th, so it's been roughly a week since the last time Scherzer had pitched, but that hamstring apparently was still bothering him going into tonight. And then he said he tweaked it in sort of a different way than he had before during the first inning tonight. Meanwhile, he walked Brandon Nimmo to start a game. Scherzer had only one leadoff walk to start a game in 2018 and 19 combined. So far this year, he's walked two batters to leadoff games in three starts, and the Mets would cash in that leadoff walk. A base hit by Michael Conforto put Nimmo at third. Pete Alonso struck out, but Dom Smith with a sac fly to put the Mets up 1-0. Washington would get that run back in the bottom of the first. Rick Porcello had given up 11 runs in his first six innings with the Mets, and it looked like more of the same would be happening tonight when Washington got a couple of doubles in the bottom of the first. First, it was Adam Eaton with one out, and two batters later, Juan Soto in his season debut.
2-2, Porcello deals. Swing and a liner the other way. That's a base hit going down the left field line. The game will be tied. Nimmo waits for the ball in the corner, picks it up. Soto pulls him to second and holds there with a double as Eaton just about walked home from second with the tying run. It's Washington 1 and New York 1 with two out in the first inning.
Now, certainly Juan Soto is a dynamic player, a dynamic offensive player especially, and a great job of hitting there, lacing a double down the left field line to score Eaton and put Washington on the board 1-1 after an inning. But then after that, Max Scherzer left the game, and the Mets would at least take advantage a little bit of Eric Fetty, who entered. Fetty worked around a one-out walk in the second and two walks in the third, but it was in the top of the fourth inning when the Mets would take the lead. J.D. Davis with a base hit as he extended his hitting streak to 10 games. Davis matching the longest hitting streak of his career by doing that. Andrés Giménez also singled. Wilson Ramos punched out, but Luis Guillorme would put the Mets on top. 2-2. Guillorme hits it hard up the middle. That's going to get through. A base hit to center. Davis around third. He's being waved home. Robles throws toward the plate. It's on the way. It's not in time. Davis slides across the plate safely. Ball bounced away a bit from Suzuki. He goes to get it as the runners hold at first and second. But Luis Guillorme comes through, smokes a base hit to center, and he gives the Mets the lead. It's 2-1. So Guillorme getting a rare start with Robinson Cano on the injured list, plus Jeff McNeil and Ahmed Rosario again not available tonight as they nurse their injuries. So Guillorme came through, drove home Davis, and put the Mets up 2-1. With that lead, Rick Porcello would go to work in the bottom of the fourth, but Washington would try to come right back. Juan Soto led off with a base hit. Howie Kendrick flied out to left, but Asdrubal Cabrera then singled, trying to push Soto to third. Here's Asdrubal Cabrera, first pitch. Cabrera hits it hard on the ground into right field, past a lunging Guillorme. Rounding second, heading for third is Soto. Conforto's throw is on the way, a good throw, and it's in time! Soto came off the bag as he may have beaten the play initially, but as he dove into third base, it seemed he dove over the bag, and a good job by J.D. Davis to keep the tag on Soto, getting the out call at third. And it could be an important out in this ballgame, now two away with Cabrera at first. Certainly was an important out in this ball game. In fact, it was tonight's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 7 a.m. hour during sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets for a 2021 game. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. A scoring chance thrown away there by Juan Soto, getting thrown out at third. It wasn't Davis, it was Andrés Giménez who actually took the throw. The Mets were shifted in the infield, so Giménez covered third, and he's the one who kept that tag on Soto as he slid by the base. But J.D. Davis returned to third with Eric Thames batting next, and then it was Davis making a spectacular play. Pitch hit hard on the ground, left side, diving stop by Davis. From his knees, throws to first. In time, he gets Eric Thames. Well, the Mets flash the leather finally here in the bottom of the fourth. Michael Conforto with a great throw to get Juan Soto at third on a tag play where Andrés Giménez kept the tag on the over-aggressive Soto. And then J.D. Davis, a diving stop to his right on a hard-hit grounder off the bat of Thames and throwing from his knees, a strike to get the runner at first. Great play by J.D. Davis. Mets defense all the way through tonight was very, very good. Luis Guillorme made some nice plays. Billy Hamilton in center field, tough to get things by him. And at that point, Washington getting the base hit from Cabrera in the bottom of the fourth inning. That was the last base runner the Nationals had in this game. After that, the Mets pitching staff was absolutely spotless. Porcello breezed through seven innings, retired the last 10 in a row that he faced, giving up one run on five hits. He painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. So the Mets had a 2-1 lead for a while, and then in the top of the seventh, they would get that all-important insurance run as Brandon Nimmo walked, Pete Alonso singled, and then Dominic Smith would strike one to the gap against Sean Doolittle. Three balls and a strike, the pitch. Smith hits it hard, right center field. Long run for Robles moving toward the alley. He will have to play it off the wall. It's a base hit for Smith. Nimmo scores from third. Alonso's on his way to third. He'll stop there. Dominic Smith with an RBI doubles. The Mets tack on here against Sean Doolittle. They lead 3-1 in the seventh. Dominic Smith has seven RBIs already and just 18 at-bats for the season. He drove that ball off the wall in right center to knock in the run. Nimmo coming home. The Mets did leave runners on second and third in that seventh inning. They did leave nine men on base total in the game. The Mets were only 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, but the two hits did drive in runs. The RBI single in the fourth by Guillorme and Smith's RBI double in the seventh, the insurance run of the game presented by Hiram Cohen & Son Insurance since 1919. Seth Lugo would be on to finish it off after Porcello's seven innings. Lugo didn't miss a beat, a 1-2-3, six-pitch eighth inning. And then in the ninth, two strikeouts, including one to end it against Juan Soto.
So now Lugo ready to go into the windup. A 1-2 to Soto. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Lugo gets him with a high fastball. Congratulations to Rick Porcello. He has his first win as a New York Met, the 150th victory of his major league career.
Rick Porcello gets the win, but Seth Lugo, two perfect innings out of the bullpen. Tonight's dependable player of the game, presented by Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Visit DuranteRentals.com. Mets beat the Nationals 3-1.